the contract was awarded to Messrs. Murray and Stewart, whose quotation was £3,208. The first building to be completed was the principal's residence, and he was able to move in with his family in September 1939. The outbreak of the Second World War caused restrictions in the supply of materials, a shortage of construction workers, and a general tightening of expenditure by the Union government. This meant a delay in completing the buildings, and the diversion of state spending to the war effort meant that certain planned buildings of the complex had to be scaled back. While the building of the new complex was proceeding, the school continued to function at Fora. One weekend in November 1939, a fire partly destroyed part of the complex at Fora, including one of the dormitory buildings. Fortunately, insurance covered the cost of replacing the destroyed buildings. Life carried on at the school for the next 18 months, until the new complex was completed in June 1941, allowing the 105 pupils to move into their new hostels and teaching facilities. The challenges facing the teachers in the Athlone School for the Blind went beyond those faced by teachers in mainstream schools, as explained in an extract from a chairman's report for the 14th annual report of the Athlone School for the Blind in 1940. The chairman, Mike Bowen, wrote, quote, "When the principal reminded me that the time had come for me to write my annual report, I asked him to furnish me with some human story. He told me of two instances. One, a little girl who has just been admitted to our school and who, though rising 5 years, had not been taught to walk. He told me also of another child who could not walk when she was admitted, but in this case the child was 11 years of age. Apart from blindness, there was nothing physically or mentally wrong with these children. They had never been taught to walk. Blind children are denied the most natural method of instruction, that of example. Most instruction of children comes of their capacity to imitate. When blind children are brought up in homes devoid of imagination, they have a very thin time, and adopt habits and mannerisms which often take an inordinate time of correction." Close quote. Most of the children admitted to the school were born into poor families where the parents had only the most basic education and had little time or money to spend on meeting the additional needs of a disabled child, let alone having the knowledge or imagination of how to meet those needs. The school had to teach the children to master the challenges of reading and writing Braille and to use the Taylor frame for arithmetical calculations. This is a metal frame with holes into which 8-sided metal pegs can be inserted to create patterns. The dedication of the new buildings by the Archbishop of Cape Town, the Most Reverend Dr. J. R. Derbyshire, was described in the Cape Times of the 1st of October 1941. The Archbishop welcomed the large crowd and said that the complex had cost £37,000. After one of the classrooms had been dedicated as a school chapel, the visitors were given the opportunity of inspecting the classrooms and seeing blind children being taught ordinary school subjects such as arithmetic, reading, and writing by means of special apparatus. They also saw boys being taught to make fishing nets, girls knitting and sewing, and older pupils engaged in basket making, spinning, and weaving. The principal said that within the next few weeks the number of pupils in residence would be 160,